The Gemara had a machlekes about Shaul and Chachomim. Rabbanon hold a oichel kezayis truma meshalem keren v'chaymesh. And Abba Shaul loimer ad sheir bo yishov v'prute. Abba Shaul holds you have to have a shov v'prute. Tanakama holds kezayis and Abba Shaul holds shov v'prute. The Gemara says the drosha from Tanakama is ish ki yoichal ein achil epoches me kezayis. Now, the Shaul darshan is the pasuk v'nosan l'koyin es ha-koydesh dober ha-roi li es koydesh v'nosan ein esi l'poros shove prute. So, l'fi rabbonon the droshes ki yoichal ein achil l'poches mekezayis and l'fi ha-bo Shaul v'nosan ein esi l'poches mishove prute. And the Gemara speaks out why everyone doesn't hold from the droshe of the tzveite. What ha-bo Shaul will do with the droshe of ki yoichal? And the Gemara says, Abba Shaul will do with the droshe of Kiyecha al Prat Lemazik. We spoke out a little bit of Ores about Rabbonon don't hold from the droshe of Kiyecha al Prat Lemazik. Because Rabbonon hold that if a person is Mazik, Trume he pays. Chavad and Nishtazay. Everyone knows that the Aloch is Nishtazay. Everyone knows that the Aloch is Nishtazay. If you Mazik, Trume you potu. How you can have such a Salkedaitoch? And maybe they learned misvore, they don't need a pasuk. Fakir, we had to explain in Shir what is the tzad that you need a drosha, ki yeichal prat lemazi. But we call makoim, that's the tzurus of the Gemara, that lefi rabbonon, you learn kim ki yeichal, en achil apochis mekezayis, and Abba Shaul, arayin zetz the pasuk, and ki yeichal prat lemazi. Zag the Gemara, what rabbonon will do with the drosha from Abba Shaul? So the Gemara, venosan, lakoyen, the darshan, dobra roi li es koydesh. Aumi Baile, the Dover Oily is Kodesh. Russian Apostle is the Ishke, Hal Kodesh, Bishgog, the Yosef Hamishi, say all of, for Nosan Lakoyan is a Kodesh. So Dover Oily is Kodesh, the Drosh is Dover Oily is Kodesh. For Nosan Lakoyan is a Kodesh, Dover Oily is Kodesh. So Beetzem is the Oredo in Tesfis, that Rashi also tries to be Miyashevit. He asks what Rabbonon will answer, what Abba Shaul will answer on Rabbonon, ki yeichal prat lemazik. What Abba Shaul, what Rabbonon will answer on the drosha from Venosan, Venosan HaKoyin is HaKoyinish, Dover HaRoy Li is Koyinish. The drosha from Abba Shaul was not from Venosan HaKoyin is HaKoyinish. The drosha was from the word Venosan. Why, it's extra Vesachnish. But the drosha was from Venosan. Ein esine, poriz mishave prute. What are you answering me? Dover HaRoy Li is Koyinish. Venosan HaKoyin is HaKoyinish. Bishnei miyas, havo shteit ish ki yoichal, salfi rabbon ein achilo bekezayis, Abba Shaul says ki yoichal prat lemazik. The word ki yoichal has come to mind the mazik. Rabbon, what do you answer with Venosan? Says Venosan HaKoyin is HaKoyinish. Dover HaRoy Li is Koyinish. But what is Venosan? The Venosan is extra. The drosha from Abba Shaul was from the word Venosa. So Rashi b'mesek l'shoinoi answers it. Dover haroi li eskoidesh, ahum iboile ledover haroi li eskoidesh, v'kul ekrom mishum seife yitzterich. V'kul ekrom mishum, it's not an extra posuk. We said the Venosa and Alayna Meditesa said, could it be explained on a kezayis, on a koldu, about the ikar is the extra word Venosa. So Rashi, the Gemara answer is, while the posuk wants to say it's a koidesh, so b'meile kul ekrom mishum seife yitzterich. This is a Rashi, or the first statement, or the first statement is. But Rashi says, be'etzem, the kasha was Abba Shaul Darshan's, ein nesine porim shom aprute. Bishlem, Abba Shaul answered Rabbanon good, ki yoichal, the ki yoichal is part lemazik. Rabbanon don't answer the Venosa, they answer it's a koidesh. Kul ekrom mishum seife. Tesfes didn't want to answer like Rashi, and b'meile Tesfes came and said, "Under Repshato, look in Tesfes. Ahumi boiled a dover haroi li eskoidish. Ve'af al gav de mesakoidish darshinen dover haroi li eskoidish. But you're not answering me with the venosan. You're answering that dover haroi li eskoidish. You needed lemaet venosan lakoin esakoidish dover haroi li eskoidish. But the venosan was extra. Itzarich nami venosan. The venosan is also needed zok Tesfes." The chiksiv es hakoidesh lechude ave amina de loyosa el muta el moes, aval el kol peres yeshalem. Lo chiksiv venosan de mashma sha peres anesine beinen roli es koidesh. Taisa says, you're right. Es hakoidesh dova roli es koidesh. But you need the venosan also the ma'ed dova roli es koidesh, because es hakoidesh alena would be ma'ed that you can't pay money. But I would think that you could pay all different things chutz for money. I need Dover HaRoy Li Eskoidesh, Dafka Dover HaRoy Li Eskoidesh. Now, Teis doesn't explain himself, Genoi. And we have two ways how to learn the Tesis. The Tesis HaRosh is more murchev, very gishmak. It says like this. If you would only have Es HaKodesh, V'nosan Es HaKodem, Ish Ki Echal, V'Kodesh V'Yosef, V'nosan Es HaMishisoy V'Yosef Olov, I don't know how, without V'nosan Es HaKodesh, so I would know you have to have Dovar HaRoyli Es Kodesh, and you can give things that are not Royli Es Kodesh. What it is? Money. I need Venosa. Why? Because I know already that I can't give money. I know that I have to give fruits. Right? From the Es HaKodesh Alein, I know you have to be Dovar HaRoyli Es Kodesh. You can't give money. Tashlum Etrume cannot be money. It has to be Dovar HaRoyli Es Kodesh. Although you could give fruits. What kind of fruits? Isur HaAnoe. That is worth nothing. The Trume cannot be Chalanit. I will pay back with fruit. The fruit doesn't have to be worth money. Avun says that the fruit has to be worth money. B'meil, if it's not worth money, so the kohen doesn't have what to do with it, so the kohen has to burn it. V'nosan loy loy v'loy loy, right? It's the sugya lamed gimel. You can't give something that the kohen can use. So b'meil, there's no kedusha chal on it. This we see in the sugya lamed gimel, that there's no kedusha chal if truma, if the kohen can eat it, or at least the kohen can be nana b'shas asreife. But if it's not roy, not le'achile, v'not le'asreife, there's no kedusha truma chal on it. So if the Pasuk would only say Es HaKodesh, I want no money, not fruits, yes. But what fruits? Who said it has to be fruits that the Kohen could use? As them state Venosan. Has to be fruits that are royally Es Kodesh. Can't be fruits of Yisur HaAnoe. Has to be fruits that are mamish royally Es Kodesh. This is the Loshon of the Teis HaRosh. So Teis HaRosh says, but as double Es Kodesh alein, I would say money not, fruits, yeah? But welche fruits, even if Yisur HaAnoe, she'enei shove klum, state Venosan, has to be perish yochol lochol alem kdusha. This is Teis HaRosh way. The Shvaket in Teis HaRosh is the Magia Chapsit. So the Filosan Kedaitoch, you're telling me that I will know that I can use money, but I could use fruits that a Kedusha is not chal on them, like Yisur HaAnoe. Lemadama lefidomim, you can use it. Because it's worth nothing. And lefidomim u'mishalem, you can't pay with Yisur HaAnoe. The Gemara says in Amud Aleph that lemadama lefidomim, you can't pay with Yisur HaAnoe. And we had a cheshmen that Rabbanon and Abishol are not totally lefidomim lefimido. Even Rabbanon hold lefidomim. This was the whole Abba Amine. So the Rashash says the same shtikl teire of Teisus HaRosh, just he frowned fruits that are worth money and the truma is not chal on it. He brings out a Mishnah, Trumas Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, that if a person has leket shichach avepeye, he cannot use it for tashlumei truma. If you want mandoma. Why? Because the shlumei truma has to be from fruits that had the yesoidoi a koyach to become kodesh mekdushas truma. Just grade, the person was mafush truma for something else, it became potu. Of a fruits that grew in a matzah that they were mufka from parshas truma, they can become the shlumei truma because the kedusha cannot be chal on them. The Welt says that Rashash could have said better, Peres Chutz La'aretz. He didn't have to come to Leket Shichach V'Peyeh, against the Machleikes, if it's Roy, it's not Roy. Because it's not so right to say that it's not Roy. If it will not be Leket Shichach V'Peyeh, and he will not forget it, it will be Roy Lies Truma. It's not so partial, Leket Shichach V'Peyeh, Mufka from the Parsha. Be'etzim, they grew in a field, that eventually they could have become Chai B'Truma. He could have said Peres Chutz La'aretz, then for sure the Truma cannot be Chal on it. So B'meir Kunda is the Fidr Rashash, what is the Masru Matan in Teisves? The Hainu. Rabbanon answer of a show, we dash in the Pasuk from Roili Es Kodesh. You're right. From Roili Es Kodesh alein, Es HaKodesh, we memayet Moes. But we need the Nosan to say that it has to be fruits that the Kedusha could be chal on that. And you can't pay Beleket Shichach V'Peyeh, you can't pay with Peres that the Kedusha is not chal. So the Tzad HaShove from Teis HaRosh and the Rashash is one thing. That I need Es HaKodesh and Venosan to Memayet. Es HaKodesh, I can't use money, I have to use fruit. But I would think that I could use fruit that don't have to become Kodesh. Venosan is Mechalesh, you only could use fruits that could become Kodesh. So Tesis asked the Kasha and Rashi asked the Kasha. Rabbanon, what the answer with Venosan Lakoyen Es HaKodesh? And the Gemara answers Es HaKodesh, Dovar HaRoyli Es Kodesh. So the Firashi, only the end is a Drosha. Venosan is not a Drosha. Agav. Tesis doesn't like the Teretz of Agav, and Tesis says Es HaKodesh is Memayet money. Or, but maybe you could use fruits that are not Kodesh, that when you pay them back, they will not become Kodesh. As Venosan, the extra word is Mechadesh, that the fruits have to be fruits that are royally as Kodesh. Poshto Machlekes Rashi v'Tesis. Rav Nochem b'Seder HaLimud, when he learned this Tesis, he said that it's very Gishmak. This Tesis brings us to one of the yesodes that we see in Tashlumei Terumah, and we'll try to touch one of them. That miad in the Hemshach HaGemara. Taisa says that if it will be only a posuk of Hakodesh, you can use money, but you could use fruits. But the fruits will not be kodesh. Yisura anoe peres chutz laoretz like a shirav peye. But she's venosan that even these fruits you can use. So if I would have a sakoidesh, I would know I can use money, but I could use peres to pay. A sakoidesh, no, you have to use peres that become kodesh. What was the point to say? Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, you have to pay back truma. If you ate truma, you have to pay back. Hashem gave a word, es hakodesh. Hashem means to say, don't pay back with money. But maybe I could pay back with fruits that don't become kodesh. Now, for nothing, Hashem doesn't want even that. He wants the fruits to become kodesh. But what is the middle step? That the pasuk is coming to tell me, what is the middle step? The pasuk is coming to tell me you have to pay back. Don't pay back with money. Pay back with fruits. I need venosan. No, not stamp fruits. Fruits that can become kodesh. So without the venosan, what I would pay back? I will pay back with fruits that don't become kodesh. Why Hashem wants me to pay back with fruits? What is the purpose to give fruits? Who needs fruits? I don't know what I mean. Hashem says pay a kodesh. I could hear. No money. If no money, for sure he wants fruits that become kodesh. What Hashem has that a kohen gets an orange and it's not kodesh? What? What Hashem has from it that it, what? To pay back a fruit that is not kodesh? What is the purpose to pay back a fruit that is not kodesh? I think if Hashem doesn't say I pay back money, Hashem says fruit, I could have myself that the fruit have to be kodesh. I will not stop in the middle step. If Hashem said fruits, it's a purpose. He wants it to be kodesh. And what I'm saying is a word by word Rashi Nazov, Daf Mem Dalet. Rashi says, you know how we know that the fruits become kodesh? You know, it's no posuk. I looked in the whole Torah. There's no posuk that the fruits become kodesh. V'nosan l'kohen es ha-kodesh. Where it says that the fruits become kodesh? You have a mocker that the fruits become kodesh? Rashi says, if Hashem told you to make fruits, we stop at the kodesh. Why Hashem will tell you to pay fruits? Rashi Nazov, Daf Mem Dalet.
What does it mean?
Nasan es kodesh. What? Roili es kodesh. So we say, not money. Tzvig, you're right. But Taisa Shlita says it. Taisa says that es kodesh means not money, but could mean fruits that don't become kodesh. So Taisa learned that es kodesh means you could pay back fruits, but it doesn't mean that they have to be kodesh, right? As is of Taisa. That even after a sakoidish, I will know not money. Has to be something that has potential to become kodesh. If it doesn't become kodesh, I need venosan, has to be something that mamish could become kodesh. Rashi says, if Hashem says to pay back fruits, Hashem could say fruits, but they don't have to become kodesh. The truth is, we have two places, we have that, the briskerov bedas harambam, and the michtovim, that if someone eats truma bebezit, he pays back keren bepeiris, and the peiris don't become kodesh. We mentioned it in the Mishnah. We said it's a very shvere. Chaim can give us the times that it's in the Shto as a Rambam. But this is the way they tie it. It was in the letter, the Shoel and the letter understands pshat in the Rambam, that when you eat truma b'meizit, achile, not mazik. Mazik pays money. But if you eat truma b'meizit, it's tashlume truma bepeiris, and they don't become kodesh. It's like the Shoel, what is it? But it's as a Rambam. Das yochi, das a Rambam. Rabbi Skirov said in the letter, even if he made it, no chashayle. But as I said, the Rambam. God, I'm a supposed to be done, I'm a shayle. As I said, Rabbi Skirov. There's another thesis in Bamitzia. Thesis has a tzad that you could pay the chomish with money. Just if you pay payers, they become kodesh. So we see one thing. Shitas a thesis is that it's the Indian to pay payers, and it doesn't mean that they have to become kodesh. So you could say, es a kodesh will tell me no money, but I know fruits. But I need venosan to tell me it has to be fruits that become kodesh. After the venosan, I understand already that Hashem wants the kedusha to be chal. But from the fact that it's fruit alone, it's not a raya. Rashi and Azov, and also in the Mishnah, Merumas Rashi by us in the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, also is mashma like that. So Nachum said, "But it's very gewaldig." So Rashi nishgiat abreire. He can't say the thesis here. So he has to say andere teretz. The venosan is lav dafke. The ikar is agav seife. Go back to the Rashi. Ahu l'mu'ut the davar olias kodesh v'kulekom mishum seife. He can use thesis teretz. The venosan is one drosha and the davar hakodesh is a zweite drosha. He has to make one drosha out of it. Das derselbe machleket. Rashi never learned that it's a salkedai toch if peiris on kedusha. If it's peiris, is the purpose of kedusha. And Teis will learn, like you say, kind of svaras, that you have to replace the chayfets even with other kedusha. But there is some pshat in them. Lama heif tzachon, the next gemore. I want to start this gemore. It's a very, very interesting gemore. We'll make a schole, the first part of it, at least we'll learn good the machlekes harishonim, how to learn pshat. Tonu rabbono. We'll start the first, the way to learn the Gemara, the way the Rashash learns it, and the way that Dvar Shmuel explains the Rashash Be'archove. Nazir Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emune also explains it Be'archove, that this is the way to learn the Gemara, Be'pshat. Tonu Rabbono, Ha'oichel Trum Epochis Mekezais, Meshalem Esakeren, Ve'einoi Meshalem Esachoymesh. Frag the Gemara Akash, look inside. Hey Chidomi, Ideles Beshove Prute, Keren nami loy leshalem. What is the Gemara's kasha? Ha'oichel es atrum epochis mikizayis, meshalem es hakeren, ve'einoi meshalem es hachoymesh. Hey chedomi. Ide les beshove prute, keren nami loy leshalem. Why the Gemara wants him not to pay a keren? Why not to pay the keren? Ha'oichel trum epochis mikizayis, meshalem es hakeren, ve'einoi meshalem es hachoymesh. Frag the Gemara, if less b'shove prute, afilu keren nami loy leshalem. Why not to pay the keren? Why not to pay the keren? Learns the Rashash pshat, b'ktzoren, the Dvar Shmuel explains it beautiful. The Gemara learns like this. We're going a libet de rabbonon that pochis mikazais is no tashlum etrume. So the only reason to pay money is midin gezel. Midin gezel and gezel bepochis mishove prute. See, look like this. Tonu rabbona. Oichel trum bepochis mekezais, meshalem esakeren ve'ein meshalem esachoymesh. Eichedomi. Ideles bishove prute. Kerenami lo leshalem. Because tashlum ei trum ein ishtov and is no kezais. So the only purpose to pay is as gezel. Gezel is potu, pochis mishove prute. Ve'ideis bishove prute, choymesh nami leshalem. Why to pay choymesh? But it's no kezais. There's no kizai, so why to pay chaymesh? What's the most kasha now? V'hide is b'shove prute, chaymesh nami l'shalem, why to pay chaymesh? So we have to learn pshat, that the Gemara now thinks that alibi de Rabbonon, if you have a pruto, it's also a reason to pay tashlum etrume. Rabbonon hold, other kizayis, other a prute. Either one is good. Pruta for sure is tashlum etrume. We're mechadish that even a kezayis is enough. But the Gemara learns now that pruta without a kezayis is also a reason for tashlum etrume. And the Gemara answers, no, you had a mistake. Nein. Lo ilom deis b'shove pruta. Afilo ochi, kevin de lesbe kezayis, mishalem mesakeren, ve'ene, mishalem mesachoymesh. Very glad. So the beginning, the Gemara taught that all the kezayis is not a shlum etrume. So why mishalem mesakeren? Elo, what do you have a pruta? What, Rabbanon don't agree that a b'shol is also right? No, they hold only kezayis. If you don't have a kezayis, even if you have a shove prute, you don't pay chaymesh. Very glad. Amaru Rabbanon kamei de rapope, or the loike have a shol. The ike have a shol, lo amar kevin she has a shove prute, half a gav the lesbe kezayis. Amaru rapope, afilu teme have a shol. Have a shol tarte boy, maybe have a shol holds you need both. And this the Gemara comes to shlug up. This is the poshteveg koriv le'emes. The only pella is that the Gemara for a second had a tzad that lefi Rabbanon, even Shove Pruta without a Gezayis, has to pay Chaymesh. The Gemara miyad switches. This is the way we have the Gemara by us. The Maharam Chalave and the Kesef Mishneh learn the Gemara differently. They learn the Gemara like this. I'll read the Gemara, because Be'etzim, because the Mishnah doesn't say it clear enough. He only asks the Kashe. The Ma'am Chalave speaks it out. Tonu Rabbonon. Ha'oichel trum eporis mekezayis, meshalem esakeren, ve'einu meshalem esachoymesh. Now the Gemara forgot for a second that because it's not a kezayis, it's not tashlum etrume. The Gemara taught that it's tashlum etrume, even if it's not kezayis. Frag the Gemara, hey chidomi. You're right that it's tashlum etrume, poris mikazayis. But if it's no money, if it's no prute, it's no parshev tashlum etrume. This is the way they learn the Gemara. Die Gemara taught, dass der Schlumme in Trumme ist eben bei Pochis mit Geseis. Und fragt die Gemara, ob es ein Tnei für der Schlumme in Trumme, that it has to be worth money? Wie die ist mir schon bebrute, und für die ist mir schon bebrute, same half a minute like we had before. So for sure, bei Chaimisch. The Gemara answers, no. And while it doesn't have a Geseis, you don't pay Chaimisch. This is the Gemara. So they learned that it's a Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha, before we read the Gemara inside, that even if it's a parsha of Tashlumei Truma, if it's not worth a pruta, kera nami loy leshalem. Not on the Din Gazlin, on the Din Tashlumei Truma. If it's not worth a pruta, it's no parsha of Tashlumei Truma. This is the way the Kesemishna Lechemishna learned Shah. Before we explain the Gemara. So why? And the Kesem Mishnah says, La'aloche, if you eat a Kezais Trume and it's not worth a Shove Prute, you don't pay Tashlume Trume. If you eat a Kezais Trume and it's not worth a Shove Prute, so Lefi Rabbonon, you need a Kezais and you need a Shove Prute. Rabbonon, Tarte Boy. As I saw the Kesem Mishnah, the Kesem Mishnah said it in a mistake. The Rambam passes that if you have a kezais, if it's not shove pruta, you pay trume. Frey the kezemisha, you forgot the gemore. Shtet the gemore, eat the lesbe shove pruta, kerenam, ilo ilo shalem. So first, but I'll explain you the gemore. We have a yaseidus de gemachlekes. We're learning, the Biskarov explains in the letter also, tashlume trume, you pay even for pochis mishove pruta. Money in the world, you could pay even pochis mishove prute. Gazlin is no gazlin pochis mishove prute. The Rav Shmuel explains because a person is moichel. But tashlumei truma doesn't make a difference if it's a prute or if it's not a prute. Tashlumei truma you have to pay alamol. Doesn't make a difference how much it's worth. Well, the Gemara asked the Kasha, keren nami lo yilishalem, because the Gemara was thinking that it's not tashlumei truma because there's no kezais, and the Gemara was going as the gezel sheboy, and after them the Gemara gezocht, either less mishove prute. But la'aloche that lefi rabbonon bekezais yichayev as tashlumei trume, even if it's worth pochis mishove prute, avada you pay tashlumei trume. It's no gemara that you don't pay tashlumei trume pochis mishove prute. Rabbonon hold you have to have a kezais, and even if it's not worth money, habashol holds it has to be worth money. But lefi rabbonon it doesn't have to be worth money. Does see the pashtas the whole sugya like we said before. Rabbonon say it's stolen kezais, habashol holds it shove prute. Because mishne lechem and ma'amchalav and learn out the gemara says. There's no tashlum etrume bepochis mi shove prute. And this is what the Gemara asked. Yoche keren nami lo yilishalem. The Gemara means, als tashlum etrume, also you don't pay tashlum etrume if it's not worth a shove prute. And Rabbanon will have to be made to Abashol.
So how does it speak about the keren? If it's talking about
what the Gemara will speak about? This is the way they learn the Gemara. So klape. A Gemara, the Kesemishim doesn't say that he's literally the Gemara. He says, how the Rambam says that in the Kesais you pay if it's not Shove Prute. You forgot the Gemara? Keren Nami Lo Yilishalem? That's this. Fayde V'achroinim. When you read the Gemara never spoke about Tashlumei Truma. From where they found such a Gemara? We don't have such a Gemara. This Gemara doesn't exist. Vaistois, they learned the Gemara different. And we were Zoyich that the Maram Chalave speaks it out. And he says, the Gemara learned, Alts Tashlumei Truma. Yochi kerem nami lo yilishalem lefi rabbonon, you don't pay tashlum etrume if it's not worth a shove prute. And la'aloche lefi rabbonon, you need tarti. You need also shove prute and also a kezais. Because if it's not shove prute, you don't pay a parash of tashlum etrume. So the machlek is that lefi the pashtas ha-gimore, lefi the normal adeg of the gimore, avada, you pay tashlum etrume and parash of prute. Only if it's a gezel, you don't pay. Only if it's a gezel, you don't pay. But as tashlum etrume you pay. Just the Gemara is handing out gezel. Because it's no kezais. And they learn, no, the Gemara is handing out tashlum etrume. And the Pele is, there's no way to learn this Gemara. How you learn the Gemara? Lefi divrayim. So I think the way to learn the Gemara lefi divrayim is, they learn pshat. Rabbonon hold you have to have a kezais for what? For the parsha of Chaimish. But for the parshev tashlumei trume, you don't have to have a kezais. Tonu rabbonon in the first, aichel kezais, mishalim keren v'choymish. And if it's not kezais, it's keren on choymish. But the keren is midin tashlumei trume. Not midin mazik. The keren is mitzat tashlumei trume, not mitzat mazik. If you eat a kezayis, you mishalem keren v'choymesh. Now we start to read the Gemara lefi divrayim. Tonu rabbonon. Ha'oichal trume v'pochis mekezayis, mishalem es hakeren v'mishalem es hachoymesh, midin tashlumei trume. Even ba'oichal trume es atzmoy. Namosh, if you learn like the other way, trume es atzmoy is no gzeile. Hey, Chidomi, either less b'shove brute, keren nami loy l'shalem. You write that it's b'tashlum etrume, but it's not tashlum etrume, al b'orem b'shove brute. V'idei is b'shove brute, choymesh nami l'shalem. Because the Gemara loy l'shove brute is enough for the parsha of choymesh. Loy lom dei is b'shove brute, keivon de lesbo kezais, m'shalem es ha-keren, v'eino m'shalem es ha-choymesh. But he pays keren midin tashlum etrume. Choymesh he doesn't pay. It's a new parsha. Don't think it's modne. We have a Rambam. Oichel b'meizit. The Rambam learns you pay payers. It's not kodesh, but it's a parsha of tashlum etrume. It's not a numon. Oichel pochis mikazayis is also a parsha of tashlum etrume. Mishalem mesakerem. And if the Gemara was miyaser than that, that pochis mishove pruta you don't pay. So vice trees that the pture pochis mishove pruta is even antashlum etrume. Even antashlum etrume. And I be an afkemine. If you eichel trumas atzmei v'poris mikazayis, if it's mitzat gezel, there's no place to pay. If it's mitzat tashlum etrume, will be a place to pay. Aval it's very mechudish. But the kesef mishte betudavu poshut learn the sugya like that. Betudavu poshut learn the sugya like that. The reason he learned the sugya like that is because if not, the Gemara is very shver. If the Gemara speaks about the gezel, then the Gemara switches to tashlum etrum and meichet teise. Now, kumtois, zog de maram chalav speaks it out lehed, yeah? So lefi dvoreinu, lefi rabbonu, you need both. Kezayis and shove prute. And lefi the normal way, lefi rabbonu, it's only a kezayis. And it's so wide, it's kedai to see the derech emune. From Chaim Kanievsky and this Rambam, Perik Yud Alochich of Dalet, so he brings down, and he made like a Mishnah Berurah. Ha'oichel kezayis, v'yesh oimrim davka sheyesh b'shove pruta. Maram chalav. V'kesev Mishnah. They learn, davka yesh b'shove pruta. We have to be choishesh, that Rabbonin all matzrich ha'shove pruta. On ha'shove pruta, there's no parsha for tashlum etrume. There's no parsha for tashlum etrume. That's a mechur tzur ha'savon. Avad, we come to ask a very big chidush, pshat in Rabbonon. So we have to know the Hemshech HaGemore. The Gemore says, no, lo'ilom rapope, rapope bo yitarti. No, so rapope bo yitarti. Then the Gemore shlogs, rapope holds that Abashol bo yitarti. Gemore says, Abashol, rapope was choyzer boy. But the Gemore has a tzad that Abashol bo yitarti. Ma'am Chalabe says, Rabbonon bo yitarti. So both bo yitarti, so what is the machlekes? The Gemore wants to say, rapope omar, Rabashol needs both. You maram chalav say that Rabbanon also need both. So what is the machlekes if the maram chalav? What is the machlekes if the maram chalav? If Rabbanon need both, and as a kasha for maram chalav, if Rabbanon need both, so what the Gemara asked the kasha for nosan my darshim be? They're masking to Abishol. They're masking to Abishol. The whole sugya before was that they were not masking to Abishol. For the maram chalav and himself, so he answers it. It's very late, and there's not enough time for a whole shmuz. The shmuz 6:30 today, but I want maybe to say over. We had yesterday Rav Shteyman, the Rosh Hashiva Rav Shteyman, and he gave a little shmuz. And I want maybe to take down to ourselves. You know, the Onok Sheba Anokim, the God Lador comes. He gives us a shmuz, far yomim neroim, he comes with Bnei Brak. They tell him the holy Shiva Smir is waiting to hear. And he gives over a message. And he feels that this will be the message that everyone has to pick up. And the shayla is exactly what is the message, yeah? So some are inside and they hear and they don't understand. Some didn't even manage to get into here. I want maybe to explain the message and to understand that this is the message. Now explain it b'ktzora. I hope I understand it right. I'm saying it if you what I understand. If not, it's b'shem atzmi. If not, he said like this. Davar is a lot of things to speak about Tshuva Rosh Hashanah. But for Bnei Teire, we don't have to read all these things. We don't have to read Teire. This was the first Akdama. Teire is the Iker. All the rest is not yet. And he said, there's a lot of Sforim about it. But Teire is so Choshu. But I want to give you one little thing. And that thing you will understand what it means, what I said. That this is what you are avoided to do. This is much more important from everything. And he brought it down, a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Daled, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Chizkiyo Moshiach V'Sancheiriv Goyg U'Magog. Chizkiyo HaMelech was a Tzadik Yisadoi Lom. The Gemara says, V'imei Chizkiyo Botku Midon V'ar Be'er Sheva V'lo Imotsu Tinoik V'Tinoik Yishlo Yoidi B'dinei Tumah V'Tairo. Here one's a pshat. So, you know, every little kid, yeah, if he lives in a country, I heard it here in Eretz Yisrael, was the Gulf War. And he asked the kid, 2 years old, what is exactly a gas mask? So he said, you know, 5 years old have to use this kind, 7 years old. It was 10 different kinds. You go somewhere else in the world, you ask them, what is a gas mask? They don't know what you have to do. Pshat here, everyone is in a war. So everyone understands that you go to a farm. Yes, what is a cow? Every little kid tell you, this cow is like this, this is like that. Because this is what they live in. This is what everyone was living. All the halachas. Everything. Someone explained the little kid. The little kid, there's no time to explain him. He's not going to cheder yet. He's speaking of tinek v'tinoikes. But it was in the ear. Teira was so much. Everything they knew. Moses, ma also no atzcher v'beis ha-medresh. V'omam mishulo yoisek b'zei yidoker b'cherev. You don't learn die. This was the way to Hatzloch. This was the Rebbe's, how it works. Other learn, other die. It's not in between. It's no, take it easy. If you're not here, we kill you. This is the way, the only way that you grow. That you notice that there's also a way to learn, and also I can take it easy, leave at 10 o'clock, 10:30, can come late to say, Nishtah Azazach. Not Schel Beis HaMedrash, but that's by the Hatzloch of the Torah. Sancheriv came with a lot of soldiers. A lot, he said, in our days, Mizot Milyoni. As he's talking about millions and millions. This is said in our sprach, we'll say he came with millions. I'm saying, oh, Rav Shneiman said it. Yeah? He came with millions. What you could do, Klai Yisrael, such a little zach, millions of soldiers. Hashem killed them overnight. Different chazalim. One chazal is that the Malachim said Shira. Malachim said Shira. And Malachim said Shira. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu opened the Oznaim of the soldiers. And they heard the Shira from the Malachim. And while they heard the Shira from the Malachim, they died. From the Tainug of the Shira, different place. So, Be'etzim, in that matzav, Hashem decided to make Chizkiyo Moshiach. And Sancheiriv, the Goy Gemogek, you see the Gemoris later in Sanhedrin, is a perfect Gemoris. The Gemoris has a tzad, the Gemoris says, Rabbi Hillel Omer, we're not allowed to say over this Gemara, Ain lahem Mashiach leYisrael. Mashiach will never come. Why? Shekvar achlu b'mei Chizkiya. Chizkiya was the Mashiach, and Zinish Gigangim. So Rashi says, so Hashem will be our Mashiach. Now, Chizkiya really had to be Mashiach. As one man, the Omer later, we lost it. This was the Mashiach, and it got lost. Aber b'kish HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'as is the Chizkiya Mashiach. And Salchei Yivayg Melech Goy Gumogoy. Omro mina sadin, you can't make it. Rebbeinu shelo ila. Ma David Melech Yisrael sheomar kama shiris v'zishbochis lefonecho lo yasiso im Mashiach. Chizkiyo osiso lo yikol anisim alolu v'lo yomar shiro. Ta'aseh yom Mashiach. David had a couple little nisim. I'm not saying I'm going to David Yalcho. Ashiro la Hashem ki gom al olay. David sings. Chizkiyo, you saved him from mamish from destroying. He doesn't say Shira. He can be Mashiach. Taina. Mi ad poscho oretz. Ve'omro, ribayne shel oilom. Ani yo emeret Shiro. Tachas ha-tzadik. Ve'aseh ha-Mashiach. Poscho oretz ve'omro Shiro. I was a Shira instead of him. And the Oretz started, the eye started to say, Mizmo Hashem Hina, we have Shira. So Hashem said, I don't understand. If it's a Taina and Chizkiya, what helps that the Oretz says Shira? But Hashem needs Shira. The Taina was, Chizkiya was nicht nur Zama Drege, kum nicht zu sagen Shira. He said, The Oret said, Shira is a maile, according to Ribbono Shel Olam. Aber kol ha'olam omed al ha'teira. If I'm existing, it means because it's Teira in the world. Chizkiyahu is bigger from all mailes. I could say Shira instead of Chizkiyahu. I'm Oretz. Why the Oretz? Im lo boriz yishomayim Teira, chug yishomayim v'oros le'samti. Teira is everything. We don't need Shira. I mean, Shira is only a person who has to be makir in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Aber Chizkiyahu is sitting and learning Teira. Learning Teira is more from everything. You need the Shira. I'm the Oretz. I'm the king of the world. So Shteyman said, says Zavada, Avoy Yosef Rosh Hashanah, you know, tonight was a shmuz. But he said, 1 year saw it. A Ben Teira has to know, this is what Hashem wants from him. Avada, is a Avoy Dev Amloche, Avoy Dev Tfile, all these Avoydes, the Ulif Nimeat, the Moimdim, Hakore, the Ribbono Shel Olam, all of this we have to work on. But the Ike, what a Ben Teira has to do, is to sit and learn. To sit and learn Torah. This is a stafki. This is more chashiv from all the zachen. This is what Hashem wants from us. We are ligyonei shel melech. We are ligyonei shel melech. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, "Is a tzimeach doimem tzimeach medaber v'Yisrael." It says a doimem is a stone. Doesn't die. It stays. Tzimeach grows, but when it dies, it disappears. But okay, tree dies. Then you have Adam, Medaber, Chai. You have Doimem Tzimeach Chai Medaber. Doimem Tzimeach Chai Medaber. Doimem dies, nothing can die. Tzimeach grows, but it dies, it disappears. The tree disappears, nothing left. The leaves dry out, nothing left. Okay, too bad. Then you have a Chai, an animal. When an animal dies, it's not only disappears, it smells. Nevelos rucha, it's metame, it's terrible. Adam is even more chashuv. A medaber is even more chashuv. When he dies, it smells even worse. It's a terrible smell. It's a tumah, tumas Adam, tumah chamura. What does this say? Why Adam say, listen, but I want to be a stone. It doesn't go like that. A stone doesn't grow, doesn't talk, doesn't move, but it also doesn't go down. It stays. Tzemeach grows, but when it loses the koyach, there's nothing left. Chai is even more. It could move. It's not like a tree. It mamish walks, eats. But when it dies, Adam is even more. He's shaylet. But when he dies, it's gonished. Israel is even more. Israel can't say, you know what? I decide to be a guy. Now I'll be Shiva, Mrs. Benoyach. I'll be the nicest person. Mamish smile to everyone. A Yid that does that is poisha Israel begufay, and he goes to Gehenna forever. This guy was such a nice guy. Made chesed, helped the yidden, shiva chasidu musayilam. I also want to be chasidu musayilam. I tell you, yid, shtakir chasidu musayilam. But you, other, do you stay yid? Other gehenna. Chaim Shem said, when a person is makir and he became a bintere, he can't say, okay, forget about that I came to yeshiva. You know, I want to be an amam. Mishlazazach. And the minute you became a bintere and you became a ben aliyah, there's no way down. You can't stop. We are Ligyonei Shel Melech. This is what he said. I don't have to speak about nothing in this piece medrash. This is what Shiva of Shteyman said. You are the Lomdei HaTorah. This is what Hashem wants. More from the Shira. More from the Shira. From you he wants the Torah. This is what is expected from you. About a person has to have all of the Avodas of Rosh Hashanah, and we have to speak out about the Avodas of Rosh Hashanah. But remember, what is the Tviya on us? What is the bakasha from us? What is waited from us? That we'll sit and learn. The Yitzhak Hore gives you, yeah, you know, this year, I will make a zay, all different zachar what I will do this year. All different plans, how this year I will change, this year I will do this year I will do that. What you mekabel in Teira? What you mekabel in Teira? Going to pass now till Yom Rishon, Tzom Gedalia. 5 days. We have Neteire. 5 days are going to pass now. How much are we going to fill up these 5 days with Teire? We are Ligyonei Shel Melech. We are Ligyonei Shel Melech. This is what is asked from us. This is our Avoida. these days to be omel b'teira, to be kabel for the year. This is what Rav Shteyman said. I'm not going to speak. There's a lot of chizukim. So Rav Shteyman comes to Yeshiva Smir. Thousands of people, everyone is coming to listen. What the God Lador wants to tell the Bnei Teira? He's not telling them early Shabbos. He's not telling them Azarcha Mitzvah. He's not telling them this. He's not telling them that. Teira. Learning Teira. This is your job. And every person, so even doing this Rosh Hashanah, every person has to have this chelik. So, nafrat Rosh Hashanah, it's not the time. But the first thing is to mekabel, to mechazek in Teira. And if you do Teira, Be'ez Hashem, you'll have the Siyata Dishmaya.